Hey, good morning, Faith Life Church. Hey, it is an absolute joy, and I count it an absolute privilege to be able to be with you on this Sunday morning. And I am believing, our team is believing, for you to be touched by God. We are believing that this morning things are going to alter in your life, things are going to change in your life. This morning, we want to launch you into an atmosphere that will teach you how you can alight your faith for a miracle. Alight your faith for a miracle. And so today, I am believing that after this message that you hear it and you apply it, that things are going to change, not just for you. They're going to change for your family. They're going to change for the employer you work for. It's going to change in your community. It's going to change everything. I am believing that every atmosphere in every house, in everywhere that this message is heard, that the atmosphere is going to change into a miraculous atmosphere. The atmosphere of heaven is that all things are possible to him who believes. That's the atmosphere of heaven, and that's the atmosphere that's here right now. I am expectant. My heart is joyful. My mind is just exploding with possibilities because I know that the Word of God is here for you. The reason you are listening to me this morning is because you have a divine appointment with God. God has set you down. God is your driving, whatever position you are in, wherever situation you're in, today you've tuned in, not because you didn't have anything to do, but because God is going to do this. Right now, you might not need a miracle, but somebody else in your sphere of influence, somebody within your family has it. So today we want to do that. So first we want to do is I want to position you so that you can hear. What we learned last week is that God speaks spirit to spirit. He doesn't preach spirit to the normal mind, to the natural. He always speaks spirit to spirit. And let me just show you why God speaks to spirit, because what happens is we can sometimes misinterpret what is said. So God speaks to your spirit, and when God speaks to your spirit, it's always the truth. When I was a young kid, we used to play this game called the telephone. So what was called the telephone game is like you would line up maybe 10 people in a row, and you go to the first person and you would whisper it something, and then it would go from one to the other to the other to the other to the last one. And it could look like something like this, that if I am the first one and I go to the first person and I do this, you know, it was late at night, I forgot to switch the light on, and I tripped down the stairs, and it looked so funny that I was on the floor crying because of absolute laughter. It was the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. So I say that to the first person. And then he goes from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way up to 10. And then you would say to the person in number 10, so what did he say? And you'd go like that. You know what? I woke up with a nightmare and I forgot to switch the light on. I fell down the stairs. I broke my vertebrae. I broke my neck. I poked out my eyes. And when I came down, I went into a coma. And the thing that I remember the most, I was in the ambulance and the ambos were looking at me. He doesn't look good. Man, he's just so disfigured. And I was in a coma for over 75 years. Now, what happened then was you had the truth, and the truth was interpreted and changed by every single person. And you know what happens is that when Jesus spoke, he spoke the truth. But what happens is that if the natural mind only picks up what the natural mind has heard, and it goes from one generation to another generation to another generation to another generation. That is why you can have two people pick up the Word of God, one gets a miraculous miracle, and the other one just goes, I can tell you about the miracle. So what's been happening, the reason God speaks to your spirit, because it bypasses every generation that has changed the Word of God. So isn't it amazing how even in some denominations, in some people, what they call a church, they don't believe in miracles anymore, or they don't believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, or there's so many things. The reason being is this: the original truth gets passed down and down and down until it doesn't even look like it. Like I fell down the stairs and I killed myself laughing because it was just so funny, to I spent 75 years in a coma. That's the difference, is it started with the truth, but it went from little change, little change, little change. So when God speaks to your spirit, he bypasses generation of improper interpretation, and he bypasses suggestions, and he bypasses opinion, and he speaks to your spirit. And because your spirit is amazing. Now, for your first foundation is Romans 12:3. The Bible says, I have given every person a measure of faith. So this is the element of the kingdom of God. God never gives or stretches out a promise to put into your hand without giving you first the ability to receive it. So what God does in his amazing mercy, he gets a promise and he goes, I am going to give you everything you need so that you can live in the promises of God. So the mindset is this: you now have faith. Right now, your first positioning for you to jumpstart, activate, ignite your faith is this, is now you have faith. Your faith might be asleep. That's why we got this meeting today. That's why we are preaching to you today. We are preaching to you today is because your faith might be asleep. Your faith might be ignored. Your faith might be limited by tradition, by years and years of false communication about the love and the power of God. So the first thing I really felt like, I was got up early this morning and praying and seeking God about this, what I'm going to share is this. This is what God showed me. Now, people here that you're sick and you feel like, oh man, this is not going to get better. But if you look in your past, you received a miracle. You already have understood that I have experienced a miracle. And what's happened to you, the reason you are frustrated right now is because you have forgotten. You already had a miracle in your past time, but right now you haven't lost that. So sometimes when we need to jumpstart something, we need to activate something, we need to alight something is this. Is sometimes we can forget that there was a time in my life when I was sick, I reached out to God and God healed me. When going back to Romans 12:3, it says this, when God gives you faith, there is no scripture that you can find in the Word of God that says this, I will come and I will take back what I gave you. So to take this up another level, that is why that every single person that was born, that is born today, and that's going to be born in the future, is born with a faith to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every person listening to me today, I'm here with this wonderful announcement to tell you, hey, you got faith to get saved. You got faith to be forgiven. You got faith to increase instead of decrease. You have faith to be the head and not the tail. So every one of us has that. So today, as I'm preaching, I am believing that the Holy Ghost is going to bring to your remembrance all the miracles that have happened, even from a car park, whatever it might be, because you today need your body healed. And the other people that God said, I want you to focus on is this, is people that you might be listening to me right now, and you were brought up in an atmosphere that you didn't believe in miracles, you didn't think you were worthy of miracles. If you never, ever expected or ever experienced a miracle, I'm gunning for you. I am going for you. The Holy Spirit has got his marks on you. He's written, put a bullseye on you, and he's got you in his sights, and he's going, hey, today you're going to experience a miracle. So it's for these people, the ones that have already a track record of receiving miracles and the ones that haven't. So the first thing we learn is that God speaks spirit to spirit. So right now, I want you within yourself to do this. Put your hand on your heart and do this. I have faith. If you listen to somebody, give them a nudge and go, hey, excuse me, I'm here to tell you that I have faith. If you've got no one, SMS yourself. Go, hey, you've got faith. Whatever it is, you need to have a declaration. The reason you need to do that, let me just show you three aspects of faith that are available to you now. See, faith speaks, faith acts, and faith rests from self-effort. So what you have right now, you can speak faith, You can act in faith and you can rest in faith because faith doesn't require any self-effort. The reason it doesn't require self-effort because you didn't make it up. It came in a gift. See, faith is a gift that is on you. That means that God doesn't make, you know, put his hand in your mouth and does that. What he does, he says, now I'm going to do this. So the first thing we're going to realize today is we want to just walk through this. There's an amazing event that happened by a man by the name of Bartimaeus. God loved this guy so much that he decided to make him a part of the gospel message. So to me, one day you and I are going to meet Bartimaeus, and hey, he's going to shake you by the hand. And so what it is, this is the testimony of blind Bartimaeus. I want you to get this. Don't read it as a story. This, if today, if it wasn't for Ted here, that I came in, and now I'm blind Bartimaeus. I am telling you the story. So when you read the word of God, it's a testimony. So in other words, it's blind Bartimaeus coming into your living room, coming into your car, speaking out of your iPhone, speaking out of your television, speaking out of any device, and he's going, hey, you, I want you to stop. I want you to pay attention. My name is blind Bart. Well, I started as blind Bart, but now I've been given a new name. I'm now the seeing Bart. See, my family know me as, hey, there goes blind Bart. But now I've got a new name. I've got a new card. I give my card everywhere and I go, hey, this is my track record. I am blind Bart, but I had an encounter and now I am seeing Bart. And because of this miracle, it is written down there to you so that you can also experience it. So you'll find this in chapter 10 of Mark from verses 46 down to 52. And it starts like this. So if I was blind Bart and I'm talking to you and I go, my miracle, my faith got activated. I kickstarted. I jumpstart my faith. And this is how I did it. I want you to pay closely to me. I once was blind, but now I can see. And I have a desire that you experience what I experienced. And if I was blind, Bart, I'd be saying things like this. This was not a one-off event just for me. This was not just this kind of thing is for nobody else, but this is for the world. When Jesus done this for me, he was declaring to every person that needs a miracle, for every person that has got a nickname of negativity instead of a nickname of being absolutely positive and successful, I am here. And it started like this. When I heard that Jesus was coming, something happened to me. Something happened to me. And the first thing I realized is because I'm a Jew. I live in a Jewish community. From when I was a young man, when I was a little bitty baby, I was taken into the synagogue. And every Saturday morning, every time we'd go into prayer, I heard this. One day. Hey, one day the Messiah is coming. The Son of David. The Son of David is going to come and he's going to be the Messiah. And he's the one we are looking for. And what I learned as a little baby, what I learned as a young man, what I learned from sitting under rabbis was this. I came to the house of God and I heard that one day something was going to happen. I heard that one day miracles were going to happen by this person called the Messiah. The Messiah. And then I am sitting down and I am begging. And all of a sudden when I heard, what I heard activated my faith. My faith got a jump start. My faith got ignited. My faith got activated. Something came alive. And it was as if I had this little bit of amber and the flames were going out. There was no smoke. And somebody blew, the pneuma of God, the Holy Spirit of God, blew upon my little amber, just a little bit of hope I had, and it blew and it caught a fire. And so it says, what I heard. Now, this is what's really good. See, what he heard, he started to speak. So what does he do? He heard that Jesus is the Messiah. And so what does he do? He starts to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on him. See, the first thing that he heard was Jesus is the answer for every need. Jesus is, you don't have to wait anymore. You don't have to hope that he's going to come anymore. You don't have to be in that thing is one day. It is the now. See, what he heard, see, when he heard the word, he realized that the word was not for tomorrow. The word was not for yesterday. It's a now word. See, the thing about the word, it's a, when you look at faith, the Bible says now faith is. Not tomorrow faith will be, but now is. And he hears it. He hears the word and the word ignites. Now, going back to what I said in the beginning, spirit to spirit. When he heard that what he heard went into his spirit and he started to speak. He first said this. Wow, this is what the word does. Now, just to give you a grounding on the power of the word of God. Psalm 119, it's just a really long psalm. So if you've got trouble sleeping, right, try to memorize Psalm 119. Hey, you will have an amazing sleep, but not right now, not while you're listening to me, okay? I will know if you fall asleep. I'll give you a phone call. Now, watch this. So Psalm 119 is talking about the word. And in the TLV version, he says this, your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul obeys them. He says, your testimonies. I want you to notice something. Sometimes we think about the word. What he was saying is, your testimony. God's word is a testimony of what he has done and that he wants to do. As we have already learned at FLC, Faith Life Church, and is this, the word testimony means do it again. Do it again. So when you hear the word says, do it again, do it again. Now, that concept comes from this. Isaiah 55:11 says this, so shall my word, this is God speaking, will go out of my mouth, and it will not return to me without accomplishing to what I've said. So the key with the word of God is it keeps doing it and doing it. So when God says, I heal, that word is right now in the atmosphere. Right now, health, provision, calmness of mind, calmness of soul is in the atmosphere where you're sitting. Right now, I'm declaring to you, I am prophesying to you, I am encouraging you. Right in your living room, in your car, there's an atmosphere. Hey, and it's a powerful atmosphere. It's the atmosphere because the key with the word of God, it's already gone out. If you could just go in so that your need has already been answered. God answered it. God answered it. So therefore, it means, he says this, your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul obeys them. And now listen to the message of the same scripture. Every word you give me is a miracle word. How could I help but obey? Break open your words and let the light shine out. Wow. Let me just read that to you again. Listen to this. What I love about this, it sounds too good to be true, so therefore I know it's spiritual. You know, everybody tries to dog it down, but God lifts it up. Listen to what he says in the Message translation. But every word you give me is a miracle word. How could I help but obey? Break open your words and let them shine in. I want you to notice this, therefore I obey. So what does God do? When you hear about the miracle, your obedience is, I want that. See, it's not going, God, I want you to be an obedient son. But what's God saying here? When my word goes out, when you hear a miracle, obey the miracle. When you obey the miracle, you expect the miracle. When you expect the miracle, you live in a miracle. Please don't let me repeat that again because that was so powerful. So what it is, it a miracle is your invitation to act on the miracle. So every word of God is a miracle. Listen to in the Passion Translations, verse 131. Listen to this. I opened my mouth and inhaled the word of God because I crave the revelation of your commands. Come on, watch this. The word goes out and the psalmist says this, I opened my mouth and inhaled the word of God because I crave the revelation of your commands. He's craving spirit to spirit. He's craving. He says, the word was there. I inhaled it. So right now in your living room, why not inhale the word of God? Just go, the word of God is out there. It is out. I'm busting at the seams because all of a sudden, you know what you think? I breathe all the time. But you know what I can do also all the time because I'm a spiritual being? I can, the word of God. Why? Because I crave revelation. I crave spirit to spirit. I don't crave information. I don't crave an argument. I don't crave an explanation. I crave the word of God. I crave spirit to spirit. I crave the Holy Spirit. I crave worship. And God says, just breathe it in, breathe it in. Let me give you another. Look at Psalm 119, verse 133. This is what the word does. Okay, I'll slow it down a little bit because I'm getting into my excitement mode, which is 450 miles an hour. Now, I'm born in a big family, so I talk quickly. Now, listen, verse 133 says, prepare before me a path filled with your promises and don't allow even one sin to have dominion on me. Think about this. Right? Prepare a path. You know what he was saying? The path that God prepares, you keep bumping into promises. What you thought were obstacles were promises. Just think about this. God's word, you inhale it, it prepares a path. And the path is filled with promises. As we mentioned, over 8,500 promises that are written in the Word of God. And guess what? They're not behind you, they're in front of you. Every promise has got deliver to, deliver to, deliver to. You know what is amazing? Because now we're living in this kind of COVID situation. Delivery, you know, Fast Forward and all of the other delivery companies do now is when you order something, they come along, they ring the doorbell and they leave it at the door and then walk away, correct? So if you've ever ordered anything, they do not. No one stays there and waits anymore. So what they do is they ring the doorbell, they leave it in front, and they go. That is what God has already done. You know what he's done into your life? He's brought every promise to your door, rang the doorbell, and he says, hey, my name is Jesus. I am your Savior. I'm representing the Father. The Holy Ghost is here. All of these are yours. All you got to do is open the door, take them into the house. You know what some of us are doing right now? We're sitting on our couch. We're doing whatever we're doing. And you're going, oh, there goes the doorbell again. I am so sick. It must be the kids. You know, have you ever been in a court where there's a lot of kids? One of the practical things that they do is they ring the doorbell and run off. But, you know, here's the key. God is not like the delivery guys. He rings the doorbell and he stands there because it's always a personal invitation. Jesus doesn't do ring and run, ring and run, ring and run, ring and run. So we know what he does. He's brought every promise that is available. He's standing at your door. He's rung the doorbell and he says, all you got to do is get up out of your position. Make forward, open the door, you'll see me, you'll see my face, you'll feel my presence, you'll feel my joy. And then, you know what he would say to you? He would say this, hey, Ted, well, do you want to praise me this morning? I go, yes, I do. Do you want to magnify? Yes. Do you want to worship me? Do you want to make my heart glad? I go, yes, I do. You know what he would say to me? Ted, the way you do that is that take your faith and live every promise. My heart is joyful. My heart is redemption. My heart is so full that I get my pleasure is seeing you accept all of the things that I have given you. So we find that the Word of God is a testimony. The Word of God is that. And then I want you to notice, because the Word speaks. So what I did, going back to that, I'm now Bartimaeus, and I go, I inhale the Word, and understand, watch this. This is a natural principle first, but then it's also a spiritual. When I inhale the Word of God, I also exhale. So what I'm doing is I inhale the Word, then I exhale it. But you know, when I exhale it, I start speaking the Word. So what happens is this, is when I breathe in the Word of God and I believe the Word of God, because I love revelation, guess what's going to happen? He starts to breathe out. Now, I want you to see what I breathed out. I heard the Word, then I breathed out. I breathed out this, Jesus, you are the Messiah. Wow. And then I did this. I cried out, Jesus, have mercy on me. I want you to see this. Before I heard, I was asking for mercy of the people around me. So before I heard that Jesus was here, before the revelation came in, I believed in mercy. But the only mercy I could gain, the only mercy was the people around me. So my mercy was not on a spirit-to-spirit level. My mercy was dependent upon people. Now, there's something amazing about mercy. Every one of us has mercy. You know, we could be watching a really good movie or something, and then an ad comes up, and it could be about kids that are starving, villages in Africa and some in India and other parts of the globe that haven't got fresh water, and you have compassion. There's something inside of you burns, and you know what you say? I want to do so. What can I do? What can I do? But the mercy of God is totally different. I want you to tell you what's happened to me. I'm blind. I am at the mercy of everybody else. And I want to show you the action that I did. This is a beautiful action. I did this. Instead of reaching my hand for natural mercy, for natural compassion, I withdrew my hand from the people around me, for the people that sustain me day in and day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year by year. I withdrew that. And then I went up and I put this mercy on God, because all of a sudden I was acting out of revelation. Without revelation, I'm expecting you to help me. Without revelation, you're expecting your wife to fulfill you. Without this revelation, you're expecting your employer to fulfill you. You're expecting the economy to fulfill you. But what happens is, when you have this revelation that comes from inhaling the Word, wow, it all starts to explode. And he goes, so what I did is I withdrew from people that could only sustain me from day to day, and I lifted up my hand for eternal mercy, for divine mercy. And now let me give you a secret. Spirit to spirit worship. Spirit to spirit mercy. It is so, so different from everybody else. Now, I just want to show, because this is where I'm born. I want to show you something that absolutely exploded in my heart when I looked at this word mercy. And I went through the Word and I said, God, mercy is better than what I'm thinking. I've got all these things about mercy, but I want spirit to spirit mercy. And you know what is amazing? When I started to look at this word mercy, do you know that the word mercy is derived from the word womb? I go, wow, that's interesting. Just think. The word mercy is foundation. The word mercy is built upon the same word as womb. That's where we get woman. It is God's creation with a womb. I thought, wow, that's interesting. So mercy is a womb. So what happens is this. What's a womb for? A womb is for babies. A womb is a gift. A worm is something absolutely amazing. And so all of a sudden, I started to look at this, and I looked in how the old fathers looked at this. Remember the term that we use, going back to the God of our fathers. So I started to look. I started to go with fresh eyes, with the Holy Spirit illumination. And God showed me mercy. And then it says about a womb. Now, here's the amazing thing. The word mercy has to do with a baby in the womb. And here's the amazing thing with a baby in a womb. Being a baby is one of the most amazing things. Ah, oh, look, it's better than a 5-star. It's amazing. See, when you're a baby in a womb, guess what? You don't have to breathe. You don't have to drink. All you do is sleep. You are cushioned. You are, everything is provided for you. Just think, right? You're in the womb, right? Your mother does the protecting. Your mother's body does the feeding. Your mother's body does the breathing. Your mother body does the context. Everything about your life, you are living in absolute rest. Because you know what? You don't have to think, oh, now I got to eat. Now I got to do this. Now, everything about your life when you are in the womb is already provided. Everything. So everything when you're in your mother's womb is already provided. So that when God says, I want to be mercy, he says, think about when you're in the womb. That when you're in the womb, everything is provided. I want you to notice something. When you're in the womb, you haven't merited anything. You haven't done anything. You have no brownie points. You have no altitude points. You have no any points at all. You have no merit at all, and yet you're receiving everything. Just let that point down. This is what mercy is. Mercy is enjoying everything that you have, and it's no effort. There's nothing in it. So a baby is, and you know the most amazing, amazing, amazing thing about mercy is when you are in the mother's womb, the loudest noise is the sound of the heartbeat. Just pause for a moment. The loudest noise that's louder than voices, that's louder than traffic is this. You're hearing the heartbeat of God. To me, that became a reality during one of our worship sessions. We were in the front, and I'm not even too sure what the worship team was singing. I really felt the Holy Ghost say this to me, Ted, do you want to hear my heartbeat? I mean, I've never heard that phrase before, but I sort of kind of zoned out of worship because all of a sudden my heart was engaging, and I had my hands up and just started to cry. I had tears coming down my eyes. I go, wow, what an invitation. So I said, yeah, I'd love to. And this is what I heard. I heard, Ted, I love you. Ted, I love you, Ted. And I tell you what, my theological mind, my natural mind was going, oh, there's so many scriptures. But it was the love of God for me. So all of a sudden, what you realize when you're in the mother's womb, he's not saying what you've done or what you haven't done. He's not saying you've got to deserve something. He's saying, I love you. I love you. And love provides. Love heals. Love manifests itself in every area of our lives. Love covers. Love makes a way where there is no way. It makes rain and storms and rivers in the desert. It is absolutely amazing. Now, I'll just give you some of the things. And also within mercy is where we get. In mercy, it's past, present, future. So what it does, this mercy, it wasn't for yesterday. It's maybe for today, but it's also tomorrow. So today you can experience the mercy of God. But guess what? Tomorrow morning when you wake up, it's still there. It's still there. It's still there. Now listen to this. I'll show you through scripture the power of this. So right now, the word mercy means you're in the mother's womb. Everything is provided. Food, shelter, protection, and most of all, the voice and the heartbeat of God. Look at Jeremiah 31:20, and reading it out of the ASV, the American Standard Version, says this. Listen to this. Is Ephraim my son? He is a darling child. For whenever I speak to him, I earnestly remember, what we're talking about, remember, he's going to act. I honestly remember him still. Therefore, listen to this, my inward parts are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, says the Lord. Now, watch this. When one cries to have mercy, the interpretation is this. Is God treat me as if I was in my mother's womb, never committed a sin, never had to do anything, all I am. See, this is the power of mercy. So when you hear a phrase, God have mercy, you can put it like this. God treat me, act on me according to as if I'm in the mother's womb. I haven't committed any sins. I haven't done anything wrong. God, I haven't earned anything, nor can I earn anything. Treat me, have mercy upon me as a mother has a child. So, you know, one of the biggest bonds between children or between parents is the mother and child, because the child is bonded within the mother. An amazing thing is, so God says, When you think about mercy, he goes, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to treat you because I am going to look at you as if you're in your mother's womb. You are totally dependent upon me. See, when he was saying, when Bartimaeus was saying this, God have mercy upon me. He was saying, what does mercy mean? God, I am totally and utterly dependent upon you. God, I am throwing my heart out. God, I am throwing this out. I'm giving everything to you. So what he was saying, as a baby is totally dependent upon the mom. It's totally dependent upon what the mother feeds. It's totally dependent on what the mother drinks. It's totally dependent on the atmosphere that the mom is in. So what blind Bartimaeus was saying, Father, I'm retracting to have this outside of you, and I want it from you. I want to be so protected by you. I want to be nourished by you. I want to be fed by you. I want to listen to your heart. So what blind Bartimaeus was saying was this, God, I want you to treat me like as a child in a womb that's never earned anything, that's never done anything. I'll give you some more examples. Jeremiah 42:12 also says, and I will show mercy to you. And then, you know, you have this in Mark chapter 8, verse 2, when Jesus says, and I will have compassion on the multitudes because they have stayed with me and have nothing to eat. So you know what God was doing? He was acting like a parent. He says in Mark 8, verse 2, he says, these people have been with me. I will have compassion. I'm going to treat them like a family because they have been with me. I am going to act like their dad. I'm going to show mercy. How am I going to show mercy? I am going to work on their need. And it's the same word that he says that God, when he cried out, God have mercy on me. It's the same phrase. So church, today, the miracle, the way your heart is enlightened, the way your heart is jump-started for faith is understanding that God will have mercy on you. So what kick-started his faith is that he's going to come into the presence of God as a brand, as a baby in the mother's womb. And you know what's really interesting, being in a mother's womb? This is you can see this as a beautiful picture of grace, is that the baby hasn't done anything to deserve love. The baby hasn't done anything to ask. All it's done, it's being totally and utterly dependent upon the grace and the favor of God. The way your faith is jump-started is this, is you inhale the word, which is spirit to spirit, which is not gone by the telephone game and has changed. It's spirit to spirit. And then you start to cry out. And when you know when it's spirit to spirit, you start to talk about God, not yourself. I love blind Bartimaeus. If I can revert back to being blind Bart, he says, I came to Jesus and only thing I could give him is what was given me, and that was his faith. So I came to Jesus and I said, Jesus, you spoke into my spirit. I inhaled your word, and when I exhaled, I'm depending on your mercy. I am not coming here because I am poor. I am not coming here to give you a sob story. I'm not coming here for human compassion. I'm coming and I am totally 100% over the line. He took his heart and he threw it over. He ripped out his chest and he says, God, this is my heart. This is everything about me. I am throwing it to you. Do whatever you need to do. But the reason I am expected, because I know you're not going to hurt me. I know you're not going to do anything towards about me, but you're going to bless me. So your faith is started for a miracle in understanding how God treats you. See, understand, get into the word of God. Every morning, speak the word. Inhale the word. Exhale it. Speak it. Speak it. And remember, how is God going to treat you? He's going to treat you with mercy. And what is mercy? You're a baby in the womb. You are totally dependent on him. And guess what? All of his desire, all of his love, all of his kindness, all of his promises have all directed to you. It is amazing. It is, you're the only person in the room, and God says, I will have mercy on you. I'm going to have you. You don't need to do anything. All I want you to do, I want you to rest in my atmosphere. I want you to rest with me. I want you to stop striving. I want you to stop coming to me and saying, this is it. What I want from you, I want you to give me what I have given you, and what I have given you is faith. And you now exercise that faith on my mercy. And guess what? He received it. You know what's amazing? In the story ends that he says, now everybody knows me at blind Bart that can't see to now the blind Bart that now can see. And it's all because you gave me a gift of faith. And then your word came and ignited my faith. And when your word ignited my faith, I saw my need in your, in encapsulated within your mercy. And I knew I would be healed. It's because I am totally and utterly dependent upon you. Right now, we're going to pray. If you're sick right now and you've already had a miracle, I want you to start to stir it up. Just start to stir it up. Whether you need to get up, put your hand up, whatever you need to do right now. I want you to start to remember, oh yeah, I remember I was in a healing line and somebody prayed for me. Wow, I got healed. I remember I had that financial need and there was an unexpected envelope. Whatever it might be, right now, I know that I'm speaking to people that you are sick. And you don't know what to do. And God says, I want you to remember your testimony of healing. But what you do is this, is you take your testimony of healing and God's word testimony and you put them together, because that's what God is doing. And right now, you might be saying to me, but Pastor Ted, look, I've never ever received a miracle. So this is what you do. You go to the word, inhale a miracle. It's a testimony. And then God, you already done that. I want the same. I want what blind Bartimaeus had. I want that miracle. So the scripture is so full of miracles. Find a miracle that applies to your need. Inhale it. So right now, as we're going to pray, the team that's here with me, we are going to pray. Right now, there are at least four people in this here, and what we're going to be doing is we're going to agree right now. All the people that are here right now, we are in agreement. We are agreeing with God. We are agreeing with the Word of God. We are agreeing with the power of God for your miracle. So just right now, I believe that your faith is ignited. I believe that you have inhaled the Word of God. I believe that you are speaking. Right now, your mind could be going, oh, I don't know about you. I don't know about you. You just say, hey, excuse me, I need to listen to my spirit. And my spirit is saying, God is looking at me as a baby in the womb. I have no past. I've got what is written about me. I haven't done anything wrong. I am loved. I am cared for. And the loudest voice is, I love you. Right now, if you're hearing doubt, stop that. Listen to the heartbeat of God. Right now, boom, 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 boom. I love you. I love you. I love you. My heart is for you. Hey, rest. I'm going to bless you. It's going to be okay. I'm looking after you. I'm your protection in front. I'm your protection below. I'm your protection above. I am all around you. I have surrounded you. My word has gone out. I have prepared promises every single day. So just right now, we are all in agreement. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, for every need, for every sickness, Father, right now, let there be healing. Father, right now, we inhale your word that by your stripes we are clean. By your stripes, we are healed. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just speak healing. Father, I speak healing to that arthritis right now. Father, I speak healing, Father God, to that back condition. Father, I speak healing to that liver condition. I speak healing to the kidney condition. I speak healing to that skin condition. I speak total deliverance from tumors and cancers. Father, I speak healing from every blood disease. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we are God, we are receiving it, not because we are worthy, but because you are worthy. So, Father, right now, we are standing on the power of your grace. We're standing on the power of the finished work of Calvary, and we take it. And so, Father, right now as well, all the people that they're emotionally depressed, suppressed, all these people that are worrying, that Father, the problems of the world are now speaking louder than the heartbeat of God. So Father, I just thank you that you also died for our worry, that you died for our concerns. And so Father, right now, in the authority that is in the blood of Jesus, the authority that is in the finished work of God, Father, I decree and I declare that you are free from worry, that you are free from anxiety. And right now, there are people that are having panic attacks. And right now, last night was the last night that you were going to have a panic attack in your sleep. Because the Bible says, the word says that he gives his servant sweet sleep. So right now, inhale that and exhale that. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we experience it. Hey, look, right now, if you're listening to me and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I'm going to just show you how amazing it is to get saved. And this is the way we do it, is we do it like this. All you need to do is, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for me and you rose again. And I believe that you love me. And right now, I ask you to forgive me my sins. And I receive you as my Savior. Hey, if you've done that today, we would love to hear from you. Send us a line. We will send you a gift. Hey, really, God bless you. I am so looking forward to being with you again. And just remember, I want you to wake up every morning from today onward and do this. His mercies are new every single day. I want you to contemplate, write it wherever you are, the mercy of God. I am secure because I am in the room. Hey, God bless you. We'll see you next week.